CBS News special report. 1 year after the COVID-19 crisis was declared a pandemic, President Biden has just addressed the nation about what's ahead.
I'm announcing that I will direct all states, tribes, and territories to make all adults, people 18 and over, eligible to be vaccinated no later than May 1.
He spoke of his promise to administer 100 million doses during his first 100 days in office.
I can say we're not only going to meet that goal, we're going to beat that goal. Because we're actually on track to reach this goal of 100 million shots in arms on my 60th day in office.
That address came hours after Mr. Biden signed the American Rescue Act. And for those awaiting those relief checks,
direct payments to roughly 150 million households will be transferred into some Americans' bank accounts as early as this weekend.
That's CBS News White House correspondent Nancy Cordes. CBS News special report. I'm Peter King.
And right to Rick Klein with ABC News, the political director there, joining us live on Skype. Rick, what is your initial reaction to this speech that started out emotionally and only later got to the laundry list? Here's what we've done and here's what we're going to do.
It was somber, hopeful at times, but I think realistic above all. I was struck by how the president avoided any of the cliches about rounding the turn that we became so used to under President Trump, instead telling people that he was hopeful that by July 4th we could possibly be back to having small gatherings, but resisting any kind of temptation to put deadlines on when things would be back to normal, and instead called on people to trust the experts, trust the federal government. It isn't often that you hear American politicians say, trust the government, but that's exactly what we heard from the president tonight. He feels like that is critical at this moment, and saying it could get worse again. It could get worse if people don't follow that advice. He is calling for this national patience, if you will, at a time where people are increasingly restless.
He says he will beat the goal of 100 million shots in arms on his 60th day in office, almost in half the time that was promised. How significant is that?
Well, I think he's setting benchmarks that are real and that are significant. And I think the idea of all Americans having access to the vaccine by the beginning of May and everyone having enough vaccines by the end of May is ambitious based on the timelines that we've seen before. It is a major step up in the possible production capacity. And I think in terms of thinking about this in the big picture, the president realizes that we're close, but we're not there yet, and that the country needs to come together. Unity, a big theme that we've heard often from President Biden. He is now saying that unity more important than ever in trying to defeat COVID-19.
You alluded to the May 1st directive. May 1st, every American adult in every state should be able to get a COVID vaccine. Do you think he hit the right tone as far as not being too heavy-handed, but at the same time saying, you know, we've got to do this?
Look, what's difficult about this is that the federal government doesn't necessarily control it on two levels. One is states and cities are controlling the rollout. The second is that these are we're at the mercy in some ways of the production capacity of the country. But I think it's an important benchmark to put out there. A lot of folks who are worried about when or if they'll have access to this vaccine, overcoming skepticism about that important. But getting to that point where the country can pronounce itself to be have enough immunity so that we can go about our lives, of course. Of course, that's going to be critical. And I think he's moving that benchmark up. We've seen shifting deadlines from the Biden White House already. And I think this is an important benchmark against which he's going to be judged.
Anything you didn't hear tonight that you expected to hear and you thought we should hear?
Well, the one thing to me that I was expecting a little bit more of is the specific steps that Americans can and will take. We heard about mask wearing again. We heard again about the importance of getting vaccinated. But I think there's still questions about what you do in terms of sending your kids to school. What do you do about recreational activities? What are the kind of safe gatherings that we're talking about? People want answers to that. I think, you know, it's a warm night tonight in Washington, D.C. More people out and about. People are thinking about the last couple of months of the school year, thinking about summer plans. Those are all questions that I think need to be answered. And I think we're going to be looking to the White House and to federal officials to begin to fill in those blanks as people look to resume their lives.
Great to hear from you, Rick. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Rick Klein, he's the political director at ABC News, joining us live on Skype.